You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Good evening. I'm Juliet Frumholt, your host from now until 11 o'clock. So very happy to be with you this evening. We have a lot of cool music in store for you, and I am so excited because we've been mentioning it all summer. A lot of the bands that we've had on throughout the summer have been kind of teasing the fact that they're going to be playing at Ladyfest Dayton. Well, the time is here. We are just about to the festival, and tonight we are previewing this event that I am so excited is back in the Miami Valley. We'll be talking with some of the organizers of the event and hearing some live music. And our first guests, I am so excited to have in the studio. Jane has been here as a solo performer, I believe, once before, but this is the first time having the full band in the house on this show. And they are back from a bit of a hiatus. Ladyfest Dayton is going to be kind of their first time out in quite a while. We'll chat with them here in just a minute, but first we're going to hear some live music from here in the WISO studios from the Jane Sax Band.
Could you love this? Could you put your arms around this? Could you care less about that window over there, open to the out there? Could you feel this? The breeze of me as I pass your sleeve. Should I grab this sweater? 'Cause it kind of feels cold, but it sure feels better. Kind of feels cold, but it sure feels better. So run, run, Lydia, run. Could you see this? I'm headed by the same mirror you wake to. I don't recognize any of this. Her eyes are deeper, and it kind of feels cold, but it sure feels better. So run, run, Lydia, run. Run, run, Lydia, run. 'Cause I know a girl, she's far from home, where she lost her blood when she gave up. Her knees like no one knows to run.
Jane Sachs Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They are going to be performing at Ladyfest Dayton. That is this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab Building in downtown Dayton. And we're going to tell you more about this event coming up. But we're going to hear some more live music from Jane Sachs Band here in the WYSO studios.
Masochistically committed to see how much of this I'll take. 3 years underwater, and I ain't even got the shakes. I'm going deeper and deeper and deeper. 3 years underwater. I got dreams to remember. I got days to forget. I got some phone calls into God, but he ain't called me back just yet. I got scars upon scrapes. I got bruises on breaks. Masochistically committed to see how much of this I'll take. 3 years underwater. Going deeper and deeper and deeper. 3 years underwater. Committed to see how much of this I'll take. 3 years underwater, and I ain't even got the shakes. I'm going deeper and deeper and deeper. 3 years underwater, and I ain't even got the shakes. I'm going deeper and deeper.
Jane Sachs Band live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome, you guys. So happy to have you here.
Hi. Thank you. Good to be here.
Glad to have you here. This is exciting to have the full band here. I'm trying to remember, Jane, the last time you were here, it was for one of the songwriters events. And I feel like we chatted a little bit, but it was a big group of folks. But this is the first time we've had the whole gang here.
Yeah. So can I introduce everybody?
Absolutely. Please do. Yes.
Yes. Steve Van Etten on guitar. and Kelly Morlock on drums, and Scott Shiverdecker on bass.
Welcome, all of you.
My buddies.
How long have all of you guys been playing together? I mean, I know Steve's been a part of this mix for a long time, and is the whole band very long-standing?
Yeah, we're coming up on our 20-year anniversary.
Nice.
In October, I think. October or November. 20 years.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah. They've put up with me for a long time. Scotty's dying to say something. Scotty, you can go over to them.
We're being very polite.
Playing radio, not it. So, 20 years playing together, do you find that you can kind of, in the writing process and in the process of, you know, putting together gigs and sets like that, Do you guys have that thing where you can anticipate what each other's going to do, or is it still very much, you know, a surprise, a sort of twists and turns musically when you're formulating songs and sets and things like that?
Yes, we anticipate, and yes, it's still full of surprises.
I love it. That is the best way to be, for sure.
You know, honestly, we know each other so well, and we've been performing for so long together that they certainly cover for my mistakes, so they anticipate those probably. But, you know, we can improvise a little bit. I can't jam. They can jam. But we just sort of feel each other musically, I think. I don't know what you think about it. Steve, you can come over here. Steve's on his way.
No, I'm really not going to say much of anything. We balance each other out, I think, mostly because Janie is way different from at least me and Scott. Me and Scott come from an entirely different genre of music. Mm-hmm. And Kelly can do anything. He's like the Superman of the band. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And you guys are going to be playing Ladyfest Dayton, and this is your first gig as a band in quite a while. How does it feel to be back?
Good.
It
feels like home.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what does the fall look like for you guys? Is this kind of Ladyfest is you're back and you're going to be playing a lot of gigs regularly now, or just kind of taking things as they come and sort of seeing what happens into the winter?
Go ahead.
We're going to try to force Janie to finish the CD we've been working on for a while.
Oh, that's exciting news. Yeah, great, great.
It's kind of a form of torture for everybody.
Well, see, that was going to be my next question, is there a new album in the works? Because I would very much be looking forward to that.
Yeah, we've been working on it for a while. So, you know, hopefully. And we've just worked out a few new songs, not that we're doing tonight, but so hopefully those new ones might get recorded too. And, you know, it's taking us a while.
What's it like having written together for so long and having made music together for so long? Do you find that stylistically you have changed a lot, either literally stylistically or in the way that you guys write together as a band from when you started, or is the process basically, you know, the same as it has been over the years?
I think it's I think it's pretty much the same. Scotty, you want to chime in on that?
Well, I think the process is pretty much the same. I'm hoping that we're evolving and changing, though, you know, as we get older.
Speak for yourself. I personally, I've been writing in a different genre. I've been writing in for country for Nashville, and it was a big learning curve for me coming from the indie world. There's rules and, you know, barriers, to write commercially, it's been a big challenge, but it has changed my writing. And I think the guys, some of the last couple songs that I've brought in to them, I think they've noticed that too. So I was always a writer who never knew rules, and that was actually a good thing for me to not know rules. And now I kind of know, I sort of know them, and now I know how I've been breaking them, and I'm in a weird place because I want to still continue to write like myself for this project and break the rules that I was really unaware existed, and now I have a little bit too much knowledge. So it's a weird thing, and I'm working through that. I feel like I'm in between worlds right now, musically, because it's so different. Writing country for Nashville is so different than what I've been writing for myself. What you're hearing tonight is Jane Sachs Band stuff.
That's got to be really interesting, too, writing as a songwriter, writing for not just a different genre, but for someone else to sing and perform, as opposed to something you are writing for you with your band and all of that. How did you kind of dive into that, or how did you kind of process that musically? That's just a really interesting idea to me.
It's weird. It's the ultimate writing for the masses. And besides getting a publisher interested, you have to get an artist after that interested in cutting it. And so, you know, the dark side of me, and I'm a dark artist, the dark side of me can't be for that genre. It doesn't go. And I learned that, like, immediately. I was so confused as to why some of the songs that I thought maybe could cross over couldn't, but they absolutely couldn't. So it has put me in between worlds, because I can't be myself, but I know in order for a song to be successful in that genre, you have to feel it. I mean, that goes for any song. It really needs to still come from the heart. So I have struggled with that, because I don't typically write happy, you know, up-tempo happy. Some of ours seem up-tempo, but if you really analyze them, they're certainly not happy.
I was going to say, having listened to you for a long time, even your up-tempo stuff, lyrically, there's some complex stuff happening there.
I can dive pretty dark, you know, dive pretty deep.
She's Queen Deep Dark.
Yeah, that's what they call me, QDD, Queen Deep Dark. And then Scotty added on deep, Queen Deep Dark and deep.
Does having you know, gone through this writing experience and gone through this process, does it make the stuff that you are writing for you and for the band that much more special to be able to, you know, take your skills as a songwriter and apply them to other genres and other voices and things like that, and then kind of take them back and say, okay, this is mine, this is for me, this is for my voice. Does it make it that much more of a special process?
I'm sure it will when that happens. I haven't done that yet. but as you know, I've had some health issues. Mm-hmm. This is my first time back after a breast cancer diagnosis and a double mastectomy and chemo for 5 months. So Ladyfest will be the first band gig back after all of that. So my hair is, you know, less than an inch long right now at this point. And I've been in
it's
between.
Still longer than all of ours put together.
And I am damn proud of that. So I've been struggling a lot in the last, you know, many months, and not only musically in between these two kind of opposite worlds, but, you know, with going through all of this, I really haven't written. I wrote a song for myself right after I was diagnosed called Thinking, and that was the last song that I've written for myself. So, and I'm not going to push it. If the songs are in there, they'll emerge. But I never, ever, ever for myself and for the band push writing. I just don't.
They'll come when they're ready. They'll make themselves known. So how cool for Ladyfest to not only be your first band gig back, but I have to say, as a local music fan, when I think of amazing women in Dayton music, you're somebody who I've followed for forever and ever, and your name would be like very, very top of my list of like amazing, mm-hmm. like D- Dayton lady musicians. Yeah. What's it like for you to be a part of this event and this community that's celebrating all of this?
I've missed it, and I think it's a wonderful event, and there are a lot of ladies in Dayton and surrounding areas, and it's time to get everybody on stage.
Absolutely. Ladyfest Dayton is Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. We'll be telling you more about all of the cool things you can see and hear and do at the festival here in just a few moments. But I think we want to hear some more live ones from the Jane Sachs Band. Shall we take a quick break and do some more live ones?
Yeah, let's do a quick break.
All right.
So
all
we can
right.
tune.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more live music from Jane Sachs Band. It's our Ladyfest Dayton preview show here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around. Lots more to come.
Hello, Nikki Dakota here, inviting you to join me for excursions. Now, from noon to 3 weekdays on WYSO. We'll share Miami Valley Mondays, I'll premiere the latest tunes, we'll play Thursday Threads for fun and prizes, and create the playlist together for Friday themes. We'll just do it a little later in the day. Join me for tunes, tried and true, and for continual musical discoveries. Excursions weekdays from noon to 3 on YSO.
Skyrockets in flight. Woo! Afternoon delight.
Tell me how. What struggles do people face when trying to get housing in Yellow Springs?
What happened to the black community in Yellow Springs?
If you have a question of your own, check out Why So Curious, an occasional program that sends reporters to find the answers. If you would like to submit a question, go to WYSO.org and hover over the news tab or call 937-769-1374.
And one time on this road trip, a white lady cut us off in her car. And my mother said,
"Cracker."
And my father said, "Doris." And so my mom said, "Saltine."
Join us for the Moth Radio Hour, true stories told live from the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
Tonight at 11, right after Kaleidoscope, right here on YSO.
When one world's not enough, it's time to go around the fringe. It's Rev Cool, and I'm calling all you hip-shaking sisters and finger-popping daddies to join me for Around the Fringe, your Friday night dance party of the airwaves, right here on WYSO 91.3 FM and WYSO.org.
Around the Fringe, 8 to 10, Fridays on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and tonight we are previewing Ladyfest Dayton. It is Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. Proceeds benefit We Care Arts, and we're going to tell you more about the festival and the over 30 musical acts and visual artists, dance, theater, poetry, comedy, all that good stuff that's going to be happening at the festival. But first, we're going to hear some more live music from one of the bands that's going to be there. Here is, live from the YSO studios, the Jane Sachs Band.
Surprise me now with some long-lasting photos meant to share. Superior conversation for this air. In between, I should have seen us almost young. Wash ourselves with the same soapbox that we are standing on. Till it turns till we think with thoughts and fire out like guns undone. Cause I know you so well, I can tell you're backing your back up to your smile. Don't care if you're an hourglass too late. It's your plate. Let's hear what Leonard has to say about that famous blue raincoat today. Let's knock hearts and darts. That way surprised me now. Cause a long time ago there was a you at the flame until the wind came and made it change. Surprise
'Cause a long time ago there was a you in the flame until the wind came and made it change. Surprise me.
Jane Sachs Band, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Check them out at Ladyfest Dayton. It is this weekend at the Yellow Cab Building. And we've got a link up to Jane's music page on Facebook. So connect with them, find out where they're going to be this fall, and keep tabs on perhaps a forthcoming album. And thank you guys so much. This was such
thank
a pleasure
you.
Having you here.
Thank you very much.
Check out Jane Sachs Band at Ladyfest Dayton. That is this Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. And want to welcome two awesome, awesome Miami Valley ladies, one of whom I feel like is like a fixture here this summer.
I've been here a lot.
You've been here a lot.
You guys probably hate me by now.
No.
I've been here a whole lot this summer.
I'm like, you could just come be my house band, Paige.
I'm good with that. Yeah. Just give me a cot in the back. I don't really eat
much.
Yeah,
it's all fine. Good. Well, welcome back, Paige Beller, and welcome, Rachel Lair. Very happy to have you both here. We've been talking, Paige, especially you and I, as you've been on a couple times, but I mean all the way back to when we had Somersault on the air, we've been saying, Ladyfest is back. It's coming up. And now we are days away.
It's actually
it's
here.
It's happening. So first and foremost, for those who are unfamiliar with this event or maybe didn't attend the Ladyfests that we had a couple years ago in Dayton, just give us a very broad overview. What is Ladyfest, and moreover, what is Ladyfest Dayton?
Well, Ladyfest is something that was started back in 2000 in Olympia, Washington, with the likes of Slater Kinney and bands like that. Yeah, a little bigger budget than we're working with, but basically, the whole point of the festival is it is a female centric kind of festival that's generally a nonprofit for some sort of charity, volunteer run, and not necessarily genre specific, just kind of something that celebrates women in art. And that to me is just such an awesome idea. So, and luckily, Mary Catherine took the reins and created that in Dayton. Back in, I believe 2009 was the first. 2009.
So, yeah,
I should have my facts straight, shouldn't I? So I don't do dates. So, but yeah, she brought that back, and then it was something that went over so well the first 3 years, and then kind of went away for a little while, and now we're back. So. That basically the moral of the story is that it's an entirely volunteer run, female centric art and music show that benefits. This time around, we're doing it for We Care Arts and Kettering,
and a very cool, worthy organization. And so this is not just music. Music is obviously a big part of it. There are all kinds of things. What are some of the things that folks can experience if they come down this weekend?
Well, we have a gallery full of visual artwork as well as performance artists that are going to be going on, such as like fire dancers. We have stand-up comics. We have spoken word and poetry happening.
Burlesque
dancing. We have a fashion show of a local boutique that's Clash and Simons that's going to be showing.
Also where you can get your pre-sale tickets.
Perfect. And we should say, like, it's totally not just for women or people who identify as female to attend. Like, this is something that the whole community should absolutely come out and support. And there's most definitely something for everyone to enjoy at this event.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is absolutely for everyone. And, a lot of the bands aren't just singly consisting of women. We do have a lot of males that are participating as well, or...
And not to mention the males that have helped us put on this show. I mean, we've had a ton of help from people in the community, and some of them have been male, some of them have been female. It's not, it's Ladyfest. It's a celebration of women in art, but you don't have to be a woman to celebrate women in art.
Absolutely. So, so true. So it is Friday night. The event kicks off at the Yellow Cab. And then Saturday we get started a little earlier during the day. Give us kind of a rundown of sort of the different stages that are going to be happening musically. You don't have
There's
to give like
so
the whole
much.
Rundown.
Don't worry. I'll have a handout.
All performances, all the time, in every room.
Yes.
Except for the bathrooms, I think. I don't know. I'm not really
We might put somebody
that.
There.
It could happen.
We could. There's acoustic guitars. I mean, we could do that. There's like that lobby at the Yellow Cab Women's Room. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
You could totally put somebody in there.
There will be performance artists as well as acoustic artists performing in the gallery where all the visual art will be held, as well as an indoor stage and an outdoor stage that will be housing a lot of the acoustic artists throughout both days.
Yes.
And What I love and what we're going to hear in a little bit is not just cross genre, but performers of all ages. We're going to hear a student performer here in a little while on the air. When you guys and the other volunteers that sort of spearheaded bringing this festival back got started, how did you sort of determine like what you wanted in terms of the art and the music and the representation and all of that? I mean, was it kind of cast a wide net and see, you know, who wants to hop in, or was it, you know, kind of targeting different genres and areas and things like that?
I think the biggest goal for us as an overall was to be all inclusive, to make people feel welcome, because feminism is such a dirty word now, and it's like, no, it doesn't have to be.
Right.
We don't have, it's not, you know, no, please come. Yeah. Come hang out. We want you to come hang out and do these really cool things with us. And I think that was really important to us overall. I think that was a big decision when it came down to We Care Arts, because everybody can get involved in that. I mean, who's not down with We Care Arts? You can go there and you can visit it. You can see what your money is going towards. Everybody can feel included in that sense. And I think that we really wanted to do that when it comes to the entertainment as well. I mean, we really tried to make something for everybody.
Yeah, it's hard to provide a voice for everyone. But yep. I feel like we did a really great job as far as like providing a diverse amount of music and visual arts and performance arts as well. We tried to touch on a little bit of everything and to try and maybe inspire some future generations of artists in the community.
And that really is, like, when it comes to the future generation thing, like, it's that's a big thing, is with having the students showcased, with having the, there's a children's art show, with having We Care is going to be doing some art with the kids that are there during the day on Saturday. Like, it is absolutely a family friendly event. Now, don't get me wrong, once we get later in the night, it's going to get a little more might get a little more hardcore when it comes to the music. But yeah, no, during the day, like, we want kids to come out. For me as a female artist, it's, you know, it's one of those, like, I would have loved to have that many role models in one place at one time, like, to be able to look around and be like, man, I can actually do any of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
we have female bass players, drummers, singers, guitarists, acoustic, rock, you know, dancers, break dancers, art, visual artists, like, everything. They literally have a room full of people they can look up to.
And how cool to have, you know, art benefiting art with We Care Arts as the primary beneficiary of the proceeds from the event. They do some amazing work. We had a Community Voices producer do a profile of one of their artists, and just phenomenal stuff happening over there. And so cool for the artists involved in this event to, you know, sort of be putting it back out into the artistic community and helping foster that in the Miami Valley as well.
Yeah, it's a fantastic charity, organization to donate to, because they've been a strong point in the community for the past couple of years, at least, as far as I've noticed. We also have, like, raffles that are going to be going towards other organizations in the Dayton area as well. We're trying to benefit as many different people as possible.
Spread the love around.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if folks want to get pre-sale tickets, Clash Consignment is the place to go.
Yep, Clash on 5th Street. You can pick them up there. You can also find
one of us.
Yeah, find one of your favorite Lady Fest organizers. You can get us on Facebook. You can mail us there. You know, either way, we've got a couple days till the event. We'll be down at Yellow Cab setting up tomorrow evening. So if anybody wants to come down and grab them from, we'll slide it through the fence. It'll be fine. It'll be awesome. we want people to come out. But even if you don't get pre-sale, I mean, the tickets are ridiculously cheap for what you're getting. It's $7 per day or $12 for both days. And you have over 39 performers, 21 visual artists, food trucks, beer. It's amazing. It's going to be awesome. That's dirt cheap.
The sheer magnitude of this, I mean, for having taken a hiatus, you know, to sort of come back, not necessarily as a first year event, but to sort of come back, you know, as an event that hasn't happened for a couple of years, to have 2 days and this many artists and musicians involved is just
I just wanted it to
phenomenal.
Be a blowout.
Yeah.
I just wanted to blow. I really did. That was my whole thing. I was like, man, you know, it hasn't happened in a couple of years. Who knows if it'll ever happen again? Let's just do everything in the world. Let's just do everything. If I had more time, I would. If I had more room, I would put more artists on. There are so many talented artists and musicians that we missed and that we just couldn't fit. Like, even now, it's like some of the art, I want to give them longer set times. I want to do, but it's like, we have so much going on, and I wish there is so much more that could be going on. And that was my thing, is just shove as much of it into 2 days as we possibly can. And it is packed. Uncomfortably so.
It just goes to show you the kind of embarrassment of riches we have in terms of arts in this community.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
Everywhere. It's oozing out of our pores.
It really is. We are talking about Lady Fest Dayton. It is Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. We've got links up to information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can get your pre-sale tickets now. They're available at Clash Consignment, or you can get your tickets at the door at the event. All kinds of details online. And here in a moment, we're going to hear some more live music. But is there anything else that you guys want folks to know before they come out and enjoy all of this wonderful, wonderful, amazing art that our community has to offer?
I mean, nothing that I can think of other than we hope to see your beautiful faces out there, and it'll definitely be pretty mind-blowing, I think, the amount of people that have come together to make this thing happen.
It's going to be an awesome, awesome time. We're going to hear from one of the bands that is performing, another one of our frequent summer guests, I would call them. They're rivaling you, Paige. I don't know.
Who is it?
Oh, are Cricket we? Bows.
Oh, all right. It's on.
It is
Wells,
on.
Wells, I'm coming for you.
We're going to hear a track from them and from another of the Lady Fest performers, and then we're going to be back to hear some more live music. But Paige, Rachel, thank you guys so much
for having us.
Hey! star. You got your hair swept back in just the right place. $1 million smile on your face. Got your diamond rings and your pretty things. So much bling that you're sparkling. And everyone knows you're gorgeous. And everyone knows you're beautiful. But nobody gets too close. I think we're all afraid we'll spill some mediocrity on your coat. Hey, 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 what you wearing on the inside? On the inside, what you trying to hide? See you putting on a new face for every new place. Won't you step outside and open up to me? Let me shine a light. 'Cause I'm dying to see what you look like on the inside. Well, you're going to parties every night of the week. When you got the looks, you don't have to speak. You just flash your smile for the picture. Let the boys pretend to be with you. But I have to wonder if underneath that perfect hair and your bright white teeth is a little girl with feelings, a little bit of something real. And you're keeping me at a distance, but if you want to let it out, I promise you I'll listen. Hey, 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 what you wearing on the inside? On the inside, what you trying to hide? See you putting on a new face for every new place. Won't you step outside and open up to me? Let me shine a light. 'Cause I'm dying to see what you look like on the inside. Well, you've got a real life, but nobody knows you. They've made up their fairy tales. Now you think you're supposed to live up to their expectations of what you should be. I think there's more to you than what we see. So tell me what you're wearing on the inside. On the inside, what you're trying to hide. See you putting on a new face for every new place. Oh, step outside, open up to me. Let me shine a light. 'Cause I'm dying to see what you look like. Yes, I'm dying to see what you look like. I got a feeling you'll be every bit as beautiful on the
That was music from Colleen Badenhop here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. WYSO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. I am Juliette Frumhold, and we are previewing Lady Fest Dayton. That's this weekend at the Yellow Cab Building, Friday and Saturday. We've got links up to more information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. And we've got some more live music for you from some of the folks that will be performing at Lady Fest. I want to welcome a returning guest to the show, as well as a brand new guest, Kylene Downs and Chloe Robertson. And Kylene, would you start us off with a song?
Yeah.
like your bloom's too heavy for you. But I've been spending the hours trying to find a way to uplift you so you can face the sun. Enjoy like the other flower does. Oh, oh, don't let nobody, 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 don't let nobody take. Well, I can't help caring about you. Your smiling eyes do me good. But I've got things to work through. If you could help, I know you would. So I can face the sun. Enjoy it like an honest person does. Oh, oh, don't let nobody, 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 don't let nobody take me on. Well, my eyes have been shut for days on days, but now I feel strong enough to open them up. Yes, to open them up. Well, pain will find its way to the heart, and that's a reality we can't let go. But I'm gonna feel every part. Only with the rain will I grow, so I can face the sun. Appreciate what it does. Oh, oh, don't let nobody, 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 don't let nobody take me on.
Kylene Downs, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. It's been a little while. How have you been?
I've been good. How are you, Juliet?
I'm doing very, very well. Good. Keeping busy, I see.
Yes, yes, super busy. You know, playing this whole, like, end of August, it's like this week I've had, like, four or five different like shows, and that's kind of how it goes. You know, you're, like, cruising along, and then it's, like, boom, boom, boom. So, yeah, but it's exciting, so...
And very exciting for Ladyfest Dayton. You're going to be performing yourself, but some of your students will also be performing.
Yes.
Tell me about how all of this kind of came about.
Okay. I know. This makes me super excited because it's so fun. I started teaching a couple years ago, and because I didn't really have an opportunity when I was playing, when I was younger to play, I didn't really play out. So when I started playing out in my 20s, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so scary. And I was like, man, if I would have started a little earlier, like it's still nerve-wracking, like I'm nervous now, but it gets easier. So when I started teaching and I had certain students who liked to strum and sing, I was like, oh my gosh, what if we, you know, I did little recitals, but Paige approached me because I had one student that was old enough to come out and play at like the Canal musician co-op. And she was like, do more of your students do this? And I was like, yeah, I can get like, yeah, I can fill a show. This would be great. So, this, like, to have them play a festival, this is so exciting. So I have like four students playing, and And one is even going to have electric guitar, and her friend's going to play bass. So it's kind of like a little band starting up. And I'm just really excited. It's pretty fun to work with them.
I love it. That is so cool. And one of your students is here tonight.
I know, which makes it even more exciting for me.
Chloe, welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Would you play a song for us?
Sure.
All right.
If you could go anywhere today, where would you go and what would you say? I'd say hello and ask, could we be friends? 'Cause I think I like you. In the end, we would talk and talk about how things could be if everyone acted peacefully. 'Cause wouldn't that be nice if people were nice and everyone got along? If you could go anywhere today, where would you go and what would you say? I'd say hello and ask, could we be friends? 'Cause I think I'd like you. In the end, I would go everywhere in the world today and talk about what I have to say. It would come with me, 'cause I think you'll like me in the end. Oh, oh, if you could go anywhere today, where would you go and what would you say? I'd say hello and ask, could we be friends? 'Cause I think I'd like you in the end. Red, orange, yellow, green, and the color of our world. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, the color of emotions and the color of our world. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, the color of emotions and the color of our world. If you could go anywhere today, where would you go and what would you say? I'd say hello and ask, could we be friends? 'Cause I think I'd like you in the end. In the end.
Chloe Robertson live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. That was awesome.
Thank you.
That was so great. How long have you been playing?
2 years.
That's amazing. Gosh, I tried guitar for like 6 months and just epic fail. So good on you. What's it like to be playing at something like Ladyfest? You know, this community event that's going to have all of these different musicians all together.
It's pretty great. I'm glad I'm going to be able to play. And, yeah.
It's got to be cool working with somebody like Kylene, who's a performing musician, and then to get to share a stage with some of these other ladies who, you know, some of whom have only been playing a short while, but some of whom have been playing for many, many years, and to be kind of a part of this history.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
I definitely say Chloe's like one of my most like hardworking students too. I love it because I'll give her something and she'll be like, "Oh, I don't know if I can do that." But then next week she'll be like, "Hey, look what I can do!" I'm like, "Good, I knew you could." So, and she actually wrote that song, so that's kind of fun. That's the first song she's ever written.
Oh my gosh, that was awesome! Love that. Is songwriting something that you wanted to do ever since you started playing guitar, or was that something you kind of discovered as you really got into playing?
Well, I've been wanting to write songs since before I was playing guitar, but when I started playing guitar, it just made me want to write songs more.
Nice. That's awesome. Is music something that you would like to do, like going into the future as a potential career, or have you even decided like that far ahead yet? Are you looking that far ahead?
Well, yeah, I'm definitely looking that far ahead. I would definitely want to do music as a career.
Cool.
She also wants to do fashion design, and she sometimes like critiques the outfits I'm wearing in the lesson. So she's got good taste. I take her point of view sometimes. She gives me fashion pointers.
Well, I was going to say, then I can think of a few other people at Ladyfest that you need to talk to. You need to meet Mary Catherine and Jesse and Tracy from So Dayton, because they will hook you up on that end of things. You're going to be well covered after this weekend. Kylene, what's it like for you as a teacher to, you know, get to share this weekend with your students like this and you know, have your students performing, you know, their own songs even?
Yeah, it definitely makes it like it takes it up a whole nother notch of like excitement and it's cool because I think the best thing about teaching is just watching the progression, you know, where it's like, oh, I can get this one chord and then like a year later they're, you know, playing and strumming songs and to have them come and play, it's like, it's fun. It kind of takes the nerves off me a little bit because it's like a good distraction. It's like, okay, I got to make sure they're good. And I'm not thinking about, you know, myself performing later and then I'm like, okay, well now I have to think about me. But yeah, so it makes it so much more exciting because you get to share it, you know.
Very cool. If folks want to come out and see this showcase, you guys are going to be on Saturday during the day?
Saturday, yep. The students are kicking it off at 3, so they'll be the first performers on the outside acoustic stage. And then I'm playing at 5:30 on the same stage.
Perfect. Come out to Ladyfest Dayton. It's this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab in downtown Dayton. We've got all the details up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can go there, get more information on all of the amazing art and music and performance that you can experience at this awesome, awesome event. And before we go, Kylene, would you play one more for us?
Sure. This is called Things Change.
Things changing all the time. What you thought forever has died, but I really wouldn't want it any other way. So please don't let that change. I don't really know what to say. You don't have to understand anyway. But it's really hard for me to finish what I started. And I know if I don't, I will go anywhere. You can't live in that memory. You can't live in that song. You can't hope that everything will turn out how you planned long ago. Say hello and goodbye to people. Let them in and let them go. But don't forget what you had and what you learned. But don't let it be all you know. You can't live in that memory. You can't live in that song. Thank you. it's changing all the time. What you thought forever has died, but I really wouldn't want it any other way. So please don't let that change.
Kylene Downs, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can catch Kylene and Chloe at Ladyfest Dayton, along with some of Kylene's other students. They're performing on Saturday of the event. The Student Showcase kicks off the afternoon at 3 o'clock. Kylene, you're playing at 5:30?
5:30.
Yep. 5:30. Come out and enjoy a great, great weekend at Ladyfest Dayton. We've got all the details up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. You guys, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This was fun.
My pleasure. And Chloe, you keep me posted on what you're doing because you've got a future.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Check out Ladyfest Dayton Friday and Saturday at the Yellow Cab Building in downtown Dayton. All of the details online, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. We're going to get into some new releases now. Here's the latest from The Tallest Man on Earth.
So you wanna slip or leave it?